Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
All right, folks, we just finished recording day after Super Bowl Sunday, so we're updated on the game and whatnot. But before anything, we are rolling. I think we're right there to 100,000 subscribers. Let's not only hit it, let's just blow the doors off of it. We're in this thing together, the Brilliantly Dumb Show, to the moon. And in order to take the moon, we got to hit that subscribe button. A lot of people out there are watching but not hitting. Please, if you can, to support the show, just smash that subscribe button. We're going to give them 5 seconds to hit that subscribe button. 5, 3, 2, 1, 0. Folks, we love you. We appreciate you. The Brilliantly Dumb Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We are back after Super Bowl Sunday. Good to be back. Good to have you boys. Good to see you boys. There will not be another NFL snap without Bob HQ up and running. So this next football season, whole new football season coming your way. Seahawks win the Super Bowl. Good for Sammy D. Good for Sammy Darnold. Fellas, good to see you as always.
How to rock the Boz today, Bob. Out of respect to the Seahawks. Listen, not a Seahawks fan, but I'm a fan of winning bets, and we won a couple nice little bets last night thanks to the Hawks. I don't think it was a great game, but, you know, again, sometimes these Super Bowls are flops, but Darnold, Seahawks, much respect. Number one seed, and they ran the table, and it wasn't even close. Wasn't even close.
Doesn't that upset you a little bit, Mikey, to think that, like, if the Bears or, like, the Packers had gotten to that Super Bowl, like, that could have been it. That Patriots team looked awful last night. I don't think they would have beaten either of our teams.
I'm satisfied with the Bears season. I can't complain, but yeah, I mean, you always want to be there. And it did look like, obviously, Drake May did not look like he looked the whole year. Something is off with Drake May. I don't know what it is, but his offensive line, man, got beat up. And it was a tough, tough, tough scene for Drake May and Patriots fans. But again, Patriots fans have had it so good for so long, man. Like, now you're right back in the mix already. You're already playing for Super Bowls without Tom Brady. Like, I'm sorry to say, my sympathy levels for Patriot fans is very, very minimal.
I think a lot of people are that way. I have no sympathy.
And I say that as respectfully as I could say it.
Yeah. I think every Super Bowl moving forward, we're taking the under. I love that we rallied up to take the under. I really do. I mean, I think we will win every Super Bowl with the under. Moving forward, all Super Bowls will be for the under.
Bob would have bet the under against the greatest show on turf. He'd bet the under on any team in the existence of NFL football. Like, you just love that pick.
The fact that that was one holding call away from losing. From
I was screaming at the TV when that happened.
I was screaming. I think out of the whole year, that was the most money I've won. Like, the most successful two parlays, the under. It was a great way
to close the year.
Yeah, it was the first time I hit a first touchdown prop.
That was wild. Barner, yep.
Yeah, by the
way.
Where
did that come from?
It was just a fire in, just lay it on, just Just fire it in there, D block. Yeah, it was. Now, did you see the clip? I always thought it was Willie Mammoth.
Yeah, I always thought.
I mean, we could play the clip. I always thought that it was a Willie Mammoth.
Oh my god! Oh my god, yo!
First touchdown!
Oh my god,
yo! Is that him?
Oh my god, yo! Oh my god! I just hit a Willie Mammoth!
Oh my god, dude! That's the first touchdown.
Yo, I think I just hit a Willie Mammoth.
It's a woolly mammoth, dude. Not a
Willie. It's not Willie.
Yeah, that was a funny clip. I saw that and I was like, Mikey had told me we were chatting on the side in a text message, and he goes, "Could you believe one of my buddies had Barner first touchdown? He's going nuts." And then I saw Bob's story. Yeah. I'm like, "Yo!" And Bob not only had it first touchdown, he had it parlayed with the under and the Seahawks win. So it was like, 17,000 plus like parlay odds. Like,
it was 18. It was right there. Yeah, it was right there. And then this exchange, I mean, the D-man just got the beating last night. He tried to text Sammy just congratulations in the quarterback group.
That was not necessary.
Yeah, I thought the D-man just took an absolute
sharing else everywhere.
In the
group, no, Mikey, before we say anything, let me ask Mikey, because I'd like his perspective on this, you know, to see if I'm like really out in left field, because sometimes I am.
Let's just start. So am I to believe that there was a text message sent to Darnold instantly once they won?
Not right away, like a little bit after.
Honestly, the week leading up to the Super Bowl, we were texting with Sam as if he wasn't playing in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Like,
well, that's
nobody
good.
Mentioned the just, Super Bowl. Yeah, we were talking top five cereals. He was talking Bob. Like, even the night before the Super Bowl, the group chat popped off. So in my head, I'm like, this is either great for Seattle or it's a big problem.
Right, right.
And he was so relaxed. But, yeah, right after the Super Bowl, which I don't see anything wrong with that. I texted too. I said, congrats. Cutsy goes, congrats, Sammy. So well deserved, bud. And Josh Allen responds, did you just bud him?
I am of the nature that bud is not a bad. Pal is bad. Like, if you're saying way to go, pal, like that could be seen as a sunning from me. Like, I could see that. And then Kyle and Josh are telling me is worse than pal. I'm like, there's no fucking way.
Yeah.
I don't think you hear bud often. Like, I don't hear bud often. I don't hear it. Like, maybe that's not, I just don't think that's something that you hear often around here. Anyway, nobody says bud often around here, but I don't know if it's a sunning. I don't know if it's a sunning. And I don't, by the way, I don't even think I say pal all the time. And I don't think pal is a sunning.
Pal's kind of tough.
It depends on the context of which you use it though.
Correct.
Like, I'll see somebody like that. I see all the time at like a coffee place or something like that. I'll be, hey, how you doing, pal? That to me, that's not a sunning.
Yeah, it's the context.
Josh knows I'm not saying it in a bad connotation.
Well, they were. It was good. It was just good ball.
They're just coming at me, man. And by the way, I said to them, which was correct, Bob. By the way, I said Sam's not even going to see this message tonight. So like, he's not even going to read this till tomorrow or the following day, which he did. So it was it's not like.
Then Josh says Canadians, and then Kyle Allen put way to win the Super Bowl, pal. And then Josh says way to go, Chief. So they're just going at Gutsy.
It's not necessary.
Gutsy says, I was going to say my man, but it's late and the baby was shrieking. So because ZZ.
Wow, Luca taking some strays there, huh?
Yeah, but Joe, what does the baby have to do from you saying my man to pal?
Quicker text, one word as opposed to two.
Yeah, it was a funny exchange. I mean, it was classic, just, you know, good banter. But the D-man's just had a rough couple weeks.
couple months.
Yeah,
I've been wearing L's left, right, and center, playing terrible matches against the haters. Like, my DMs are getting filtered. I had the Bears fucking whole saga with that shit. It's been tough, dude. I've never played worse golf in my. It's been a tough couple of months.
Yeah,
I still think at the end of the day, I think you're good. I think you're still in a powerful position. I really do. I think you're in a powerful position. I think you
become a laughing stock, Michael. I become a laughing stock.
He's had a rough couple weeks for sure. I mean, that the hater episode and whatnot, which I thought was unbelievable. Joe, when you texted me, I thought I was over exaggerating it by an 8 and a 9. And you told me that you won the first hole.
It's a 9 and a 10.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Bob goes, "You got to watch this first hole. I've never seen something so electric." Cutsy won with an 8 and his hater had a 9. I was like, actually, it was worse than that, Bob. People are dubbing it the worst hole documented on YouTube golf. And you know what? They're probably not wrong. I don't see a world where they're wrong.
Yeah, because we've had some really bad shots. Like, I have that shank from Moore Park that I always see. But, like, collectively, that it was. But, Joe, that's what's, that's good. That's really, really good.
Well, yeah, I've seen a lot of positive feedback from that hater episode.
Yeah, me too, Mikey. I'm glad you pointed that out.
Wink called me just to tell me how much he enjoyed that hater episode.
Yeah. He did. Now, that was Dominic Steakhouse. That was from Dominic Steakhouse, which Mikey proclaimed. We're going to talk a little waste management. Mikey proclaimed a top 5 steakhouses, and I disagree.
Said top 3, Bob.
Really?
I think it's the top 3, yeah.
No thanks to John Rahm, by the way.
Correct. Did he even get back to you?
No, he did not. He started talking to me about donuts. He completely disregarded. Yeah,
he sideswiped you.
Yeah, but for John, it's one thing to not make the reservation, but then to claim and say, look, it wouldn't be a problem if I was making the reservation, just to throw the salt on the wound is terrible out of Rahm.
Yeah, so did he mean it like if I was making the reservation or if I was going?
If he was going, he said, look, it might be tough if I was going, it would be a problem.
If he calls and makes the reservation, he doesn't have to tell them if he's going. He just says, I need a table for 6 people. What are they going to be like? Are you coming? Are you going to be there? Like, I don't think they're going to ask that question, are they? I
mean, now, we love John, but we had to bust his balls for that. I mean, that's crazy work. And in fairness, it was packed.
You know, guys, if you're like me, you're always looking for the best bargain on live sporting event tickets. And that is why I want to give the sponsor of today's Brilliantly Dumb Show, SeatGeek, a huge, massive shout out. Over 70,000 events currently listed on SeatGeek. NBA season in full swing, NHL season in full swing, college basketball, like I had mentioned, in full swing. Over 35 million downloads. That's why SeatGeek is number one and the most trusted. SeatGeek has your back. Each ticket's rated on a scale of 1 to 10, so you know you're getting a good deal. So look for the green dots. Green means good. Red means stop, just like a traffic light. I love using the app. It's so simple. And the best part is geolocation makes life that much easier. Right there, zooms in on your hometown and gives you all the events you could possibly be looking for. Concerts, sports, special events. It doesn't matter. SeatGeek has you covered. Comedy shows. Just actually recently went to go see Shane Gillis at the Garden. Guess where I got my tickets? That's right, SeatGeek, the only place to go. So, and of course, we have a code for you guys. You could use code DUMB10, that's DUMB10, for 10% off your next set of tickets at SeatGeek. That's 10% off any tickets. Thank you, SeatGeek.
I do want to talk waste management a bit. I know we were really just there for 2 days. It felt like two weeks.
Two days, a day and a half, Bob.
We ate like we were there for 4 fucking months.
Yeah.
I gotta put Bob on the hot seat. I gotta put a little bit of onus on Bob, man. I'm gonna tell you what this sick person does, bro. Okay. What kind of a person? He sees a video when he gets to the Airbnb and Joe gets there. We're hanging out. We're on the couch. We're discussing what are we going to do? What's the plan for the evening? Okay. He sees a video of me from about 3 hours earlier killing a gigantic bug that was in the house. And he looks at the video and goes, Mikey, you look great. You look so lean. You look great. Next thing I know, Raising Cane's arrives to the door. 5 orders for 3 or 4 people with extra Texas toast. By the way, I had never had the Texas toast or the I had had Culver's and mistook it for Raising Cane's, which is a tough look in and of itself. Raising Cane's, by the way, fucking incredible.
Is that not unbelievable?
Fucking incredible. But I couldn't stop eating the Texas toast. Then 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 you would think it's over. This guy orders from this place called Insomnia and gets a box of these fucking cookies that are probably 400, 500 calories a cookie with pints of personal ice cream. 6 or 7 pints of ice cream.
Yeah, that was crazy. But Mike, you remember that guy DM'd me? He goes, I worked as someone who was an employee of Insomnia. I can tell you by looking at this order that that's well in the range of a $100 dessert order. And I mean, you got to think. I mean, that thing, there was, I mean, and that was with Fryer too. There's two big, ginormous guys, me and Bob. And I think that got demolished. Mikey, you put down like 2 pints.
And All right. I don't want, it's bad enough, man.
The red velvet.
And then you know what? Another mental fat moment, a huge mentally fat shaming moment. It was actually a shaming moment. We're sitting in Dominic's and Naz is sitting with us. Jason is sitting next to me. And he goes, and we were eating the desserts. And I finished that one bread pudding dessert or whatever that was. And he looks at me, he goes, you know, I would have loved to have tried that dessert. And I didn't realize that I fucking just hogged the entire, I never even let it out of my sight.
And
it's
the ice
a
cream.
Fucking problem, dude.
I'll tell you what we did, which was a power play too. And Joe, we dabbled this with Joe Stonecrab and it might be the new play. Right. It's a bold play, but the King Crab.
The custom legs tower.
It's better than anything on the menu.
Yeah, to start too is great because it's light.
Now, see, I the chilled.
That was
good,
a luxurious tower, man. The only place you see towers like that is in Dubai. That's a custom tower job, man.
Fat I will say fucks. This, though, like the chilled King Crab is great, but I like it even more like when it's cooked with the hot drawn
really?
Butter. Yeah, really? To me, that's as good as it gets.
Really? Over the cold?
I like cocktail style.
I don't mind, trust me, I dabbled in the cold, but like I prefer the hot. But King Crab, to me, I think it's better than anything else on the menu. Like in terms of if you're going for like extravagant like items, like a luxury, like the caviar, truffles, or lobster.
I'd rather have King Crab over
King Crab. I'll take over all of that shit.
Any day.
Truffles, like anything like that. Like the exquisite items that you'll find on a menu, like the upcharge items, which they put like the MP for market price because they don't want to tell you how much it is. The King Crab takes a cake, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I think pound for pound, King Crab may be my favorite food in the world. I think it's number one. Yeah, period. I really do. I think when you really think about it, I think King Crab might be number one.
It's tough for me to say that it's a number one because it's not something that you're getting on a regular basis. You know what I mean? So it's like it's tough to have something number one that's not in the semi-regular rotation.
Yeah.
Now,
Mikey called it a custom tower.
It was a custom tower.
Now, custom I will say this, build. Bob. Custom as build. Good as that Dominic's seafood tower was that we had, I thought the Joe Stone Crab with the King Crab was even better.
Yeah, but you had Stone Crab in there, right?
Oh, yeah. It was a Stone Crab, King Crab
stone,
combo.
Stone Crab is tough to beat, man.
Stone Crab. The Stone and the King just complemented each other really nicely.
Well, and I'm going to say this, though. If you get the right shrimp, those shrimp... If you get the right size shrimp too, shrimp cocktail could stand up, and it's not like crazy to talk about shrimp cocktail like caviar and fucking King Crab. No. You get a good shrimp, man. That's really hard to beat.
The meaty bastards.
I agree. But King Crab is just such a. There's just nothing like it, King man. Crab,
I said to Bob, there was a. I still remember to this day. There was like a time we went to catch LA like years ago. This was like. Back in like the early stages of this thing, we went with Showtime and Teddy or Squirtle, and we were sitting there. And there was a bunch of us, and there was a table. I'll never forget it. Like a table of 4 guys, like across the aisle from us, and they got a ginormous platter of King Crab. And Bob looked at me and he goes, "We'll be there one day."
I remember that. It wasn't on our dime. Cutsy found somebody else who was that, Joe, that brought us to that dinner?
Oh, Matt Wolfson or something. What was his name? Remember we rented the G-Wagon and we went to fucking play. Where did we golf, Bob? Was it I forgot where we golfed. We golfed with him. We had the G-Wagon. Then we pulled up to catch. Do you remember that?
Dude, Cutsy has been doing this for years. Where he's just found somebody to latch on to.
Oh, come on, man. That's fucking preposterous. You make me sound like a leech, dude. I don't latch on.
The guy rent us a G-Wagon to go play golf at Trump International 6 years ago.
There's a picture, Mikey, that I
went to. You're like those turtles that latch onto the blue whales that get carried across the whole ocean without having to actually swim. You just fucking go.
Mikey, there's a picture from a dinner that I had. Oh, I got it. Look at this. Look at this. This is the biggest lobster. Oh, shit. This is from 2021. Look at the size of those claws, dude. Holy shit.
Nice claw. Let me see the D. Let me see the D in that picture. Let me see.
Yeah, let's see the D.
No, I look fucking blitz, dude.
That is a happy guy.
Wow. But there's a picture of me holding it. I got to find that thing, man.
All right. Oh, no, that's good, D. We don't get. We're good. We're good. Let's keep it rolling here, D-Block. See, once you get him in there,
once he's digging around in there.
Here it is. Look at this, Mikey.
Here it is now.
Look at the size of this fucking lobster.
I mean,
what do you mean, Ma? Look at that thing, dude.
I mean, Joe.
That is true.
You're talking to the lobster, G-bag. The lobster king of New Jersey.
Yeah, I know, but that's in a restaurant, Mikey. That's pretty preposterous.
Now that's a big fella.
But see, once it gets that big, the meat's not good, Mikey. That's not the problem.
That's not correct. That's a wives' tale. You got to make sure you can cook it.
It's all grainy and shit.
No, stop. Grainy your balls. It's not grainy. Yeah. Anyway, gigantic lobsters and discussion about seafood on the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by our great friends over at Quince, okay? It's Quince. That's Quince. Okay? A well-built wardrobe is about pieces that work together and hold up over time. That's what Quince does. Premium materials, thoughtful design, everyday staples that feel easy to wear and easy to rely on. Even as the weather shifts, and God knows the weather has been shifting miserably in the Northeast Corridor. Oh. Quince has the everyday essentials I love with quality that lasts. Organic cotton sweaters, which I've been wearing regularly. Polos for every occasion. Lighter jackets that keep you warm in the changing seasons. The list goes on and on. Plus, they only partner with factories that meet rigorous standards for craftsmanship and ethical production. Wool coat I picked up, been keeping me warm in this sub-zero temperature BS in New Jersey the entire winter. Refresh your wardrobe with Quince. Go to quince.com/DUMB, that's dumb, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too, Joseph. That's Quince.com/dumb, free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/dumb.
I was actually able to get some, JP Bob, who was at our meeting. I got him onto Quince because he was like, what was that cashmere you wore to that meeting then? And I sent it over to him. And I'll be honest, like, for the price of what they're charging, it's top tier material.
There you go.
Really nice.
Yeah,
really nice.
It is. Yeah, it's really, really good stuff.
I'd like to talk about, Bob, real fast. Joey D watching college basketball. One of my favorite things to do, man, with this.
Oh, boy.
Honestly, you could put me in a room with Joe for 48 hours, as long as food and water is available and there's a toilet, and just put on any sport. It could be tennis. It could be badminton. It could be fucking cricket. As long as he has action on it and we could bet it together. It's the most entertaining thing in the world. Joe was talking to Bob about what it's like to be a Buddhist. Now, what Joe's credentials are about being a Buddhist, I have no idea. But he was talking about Buddhism and what Buddhists believe in. Joe, you don't remember this, but you did talk about it. Yeah. We were watching the Gonzaga against...
Yeah, I remember that. Horrible.
Well, we know you remember that.
We were talking about heaven and hell. Yeah, and then Joe gets into
Buddhism. Yeah.
Joe just starts talking about Buddhism, and we have first half over 72.5 Gonzaga and Portland. Okay, by the way, we got robbed on that bet, but that's a whole nother story.
Awful.
Joe starts talking about Buddhism, and he starts talking about what Buddhists traditionally do, and he's like yeah, and you know, the Buddhists and the Buddhism, is, you know, make that 3-pointer, Gonzaga! He just, in the middle of a serious conversation, he just, the switch in his brain to go back and forth through the, it is truly one of the more amazing things I ever witnessed, and every time it happens, it's amazing. No matter how many times I've witnessed it, it's
also
amazing.
Too. He comes in the doors. He's like, Bob, you gotta take the Clippers +3,
and they get just the doors blown off of them.
All right, Bob, you didn't tell about the UFC night that we had where I gave you winner after winner after winner after winner. Easy to talk about the one game that was a blowout.
I had to move on. I was going to give Frankenheimer shit. I was going to pivot it over to Frankenheimer
Was that a Frankenheimer pick, the Clippers?
Yeah, but every Clipper plays a Frankenheimer.
Yeah, because who bets the Clippers?
He's the only guy that supports him and acts like, you know. But the Clippers
season tickets for 20 years.
But then Joe messaged me yesterday, and he said there was a lot going on, and just randomly he texted me. He's like, Bob, you have to take the Grizzlies under. It's like it's the lock or the
Super
Wizards.
Bowl Sunday, John.
No, I didn't take that. That was 2 days
ago. Oh, okay.
It was the Wizards.
And I didn't even respond to it because like there just was no way I was going to do it. And I looked. He said the Wizards under was a lock. The next day I look, it was like 180. Like
it wasn't 180. Let's take it easy.
But I can't do the NBA games. Now, I'm going to really get into college basketball now, but I just can't
college
do that right now.
College basketball is so fun, man. NBA, college basketball is so much more fun to bet, in my opinion, than NBA.
I am going to go, like, now if you start sending some NBAs, I'll start to get NBA into it now.
I'm trying to insert myself back into it because I've been so far gone. I haven't even, like, with the trade deadlines, you see all these guys are going up
crazy.
Like,
but
do you know where these players are going.
Do you have genuine interest in watching the NBA, or are you, like, forcing yourself back into it because there's not going to be much else besides regular season hockey, early season baseball, March Madness? But I mean, like, there's other
a bit of both, but I used to love watching the NBA. Like, I genuinely really enjoyed it, and I want to give it a chance again because it's like I feel like I have not really been like committed to watching it, and so I've been criticizing it a lot, but I'm like, maybe if I just like start watching again and really inserting myself, maybe then I can make an honest critique of whether or not it's dog shit or whether or not I'm just like not really paying attention to it. So, you know, I think it's a bit of both, Mikey, but I'm not like a huge NBA aficionado. I just, you know, now we're kind of getting selective here. Like, we're kind of getting to a point now with no football, no college football. Hockey pretty soon will be like the Canucks suck too, which is
Devils fell off the face of a cliff.
Oh,
but by the way, I don't even know if I could say it. Breezy Canucks collab is one of the sickest hats. Breezy's doing some things. Not to pivot off.
Well, it's Cappiano. MJ's over there. Yeah, he's basically. But you know, I don't know.
I mean, the waist drop alone, the hats were. I had guys DMing me. They're like, bro, and guys like that. I would try to get. I'm like, if it's not on the website, there's nothing I could do.
This hat was sold out after one day.
The black perforated hat with the fucking, like, the Phoenix Suns almost looks like that old style, like, retro logo. That was gone, like, in a day.
I will say, going into that merch tent, and when you see everybody at the tournament wearing the Breezy, wearing the Have a Days, like, it's so cool. And then you see it on TV when they're showing, like, you can't not see it because so many people are wearing it. And it's just crushing. We did the meet and greet there, and there were videos coming out about the line for the merch tent on Friday. That was from us. The fire marshal came over and said,
we got yelled at by the lady. The lady was like,
fire marshal got called in.
I know. And then the lady running the tent was pissed that we got there 10 minutes early. And she was like, you're not supposed to start until 11. And we're like, well, what the fuck? We're here. Like, what?
Yeah. Pretty wild, man.
Being late, I would apologize for being early to the game. And
if you're not early, you're late, Joseph.
Yeah. Give me a break. You complain because we're 10 minutes early. That's ridiculous.
We love and appreciate our connection with them. I mean, it has been really, really lovely.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, there's no need to be complaining about being we were eager to get in there and start, you know, doing the Lord's work over there, you know?
Well, I was not.
Lord's work, Joe?
Man,
all right,
that's
come on.
Tough.
You know, this is where I just get so misinterpreted and misunderstood, man.
Well, that was I'm going to say I think we'll backpedal on that, and we'll say that you meant I don't
it's
think
a, it's a terminology. It means you're doing things.
Yeah, you know who uses that terminology? Like people who go out and feed the hungry. That's who uses like the Lord's work. That's like what Mother Teresa said. Okay, I know what your intentions were, but your intentions are always good. I'll say that your intentions are good at heart.
Right, put the hand up. It's a wrong thing.
We're done.
That's it. Now we walk away from it.
It's over.
It. This is how I get banged though on the internet and just in general.
Is my
what the heck?
I don't know, but that timing was iconic. That was fucking iconic. That was so good.
Only the D.
I'm sure whatever you had to say was very passionate.
There, only Joseph. The D.
I will take this minute to let you know that the Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by our friends over at ExpressVPN. Going online without ExpressVPN is like having a case for your phone. Most of the time, you're probably fine. But all it takes is that one drop, and you'll wish you spent those extra few dollars on a case. That's why you now need to invest in VPN for your computer. And not only that, ExpressVPN is the lowest price ever. Plans that start at just $3.49 a month. That's only 12 cents a day, Michael. 12 cents a day. It's super secure. It's easy to use and works on all devices. So secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/brilliantly. That's expressvpn.com/brilliantly. BRILLIANTLY.
That's Mr. Brilliant Lee, ladies and gentlemen.
How you can get up to 4 extra months, expressvpn.com/brilliant.
Nice, Petey. Really nice.
Let's go. Let's
and
go.
I do, you know, for the waste management, wow. I want to say for waste management too. When we came in, Mikey was there with Josh Fryer, who won the national championship, the Ohio State O-lineman. He's with the Cardinals now and doing really well. And he recommended this bagel spot. And by the way, that was one of the better Feed Bobs we've had, is having you guys a part of the Feed Bob. The place, I've never had a place where you know it's good, but the order is so bad that you can't. Mikey, tell them what Josh Fryer orders.
He, by the way, he went hand up on it. He did text, and he was like, I guess I got to be better. I was like, I think the intentions, like Bob said, the bagel itself was a good bagel.
Yeah.
It's a good bagel. Yeah, the contents of the bagel is just one of the more. It's an everything bagel with egg, American cheese, cream cheese, bacon, sausage, hash brown, and then he put cream cheese in the text message twice. So I guess maybe it's a double cream cheese. So he said he put cream cheese twice.
Keep Bob, in mind, we had this the morning after the Raising Cane's insomnia debacle.
And keep in mind that before the Raising Cane's, this guy took me to fucking In-N-Out.
Oh.
So I had In-N-Out, Raising Cane's, insomnia, and then this bagel sandwich. I literally should just be fucking, just put me out to pasture. Just fucking, it's a disgrace what's happening.
I saw you at another birthday dinner one night after you got back.
Yeah,
that's a whole other conversation that I don't want to get into right now. But by the way, that was beautiful, and shout out Holly. That was such a great, beautiful. Thank you. But the bagel was absurd, Bob. It had to weigh two pounds. The bagel had to weigh 2 pounds.
My lowest point was right after that trip. Coming home, I had a connection in Charlotte.
Oh, no.
And I was like, looking at Jersey Mike's. I'm looking at Chick-fil-A, and there's just like no line at Burger King. So just like, you know what, man? It's late. I'm tired. I feel so shitty. And then I get the Whopper, which hit. I get the Whopper meal with the chicken sandwich too, the long one.
Oh, torpedo?
Ooh, yeah.
The torpedo. Yeah.
And I go and I sit down and I'm like, oh, man. And then a guy comes over. He's like, Bob, like, love the show. He's like, you mind if I sit next to you? And I'm just like, anytime I'm like, yeah, and like, I'm never going to say no. But like, he then sits next to me and he's like asking me questions about the waste management. And I'm just eating this Whopper and I feel like such a piece of shit. Like, bro, yeah, I'm saying in a road, like, it just has to stop. Like, it's okay. Even they say like to do a cheat meal is okay, but it's not okay to do a cheat day. Like
a cheat week.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was a day and a half.
That was a day and a half, Mike.
Not for me, it wasn't.
Oh, it was bad.
And then what? What'd you guys eat yesterday for the Super Bowl? Fucking carrot sticks and celery? I know you guys had to go in on the Super Bowl yesterday.
Nicole made spinach artichoke dip. I had some wings.
Yeah. A
couple pieces of pizza. I mean, listen, I didn't do well, but I did. I'll say this. The day after I got back, I had fucking air. I like ate like I had like a Buddha bowl.
Wait a goddamn minute. I saw you guys went out to a brunch and there was a big old cheeseburger with fries.
That was like days after. I'm talking about the day that I got back.
What do you mean days after? We got home Friday. It's Monday. What are you talking about?
That was Saturday.
That's the next day.
No, I'm saying Friday, the next
Friday
day.
Friday, we flew home. We didn't get home until night.
I had a Buddha bowl and I had a Greek salad. That's all I ate.
Yeah, Friday night. But then,
and by the way, in that brunch, I couldn't even eat. My stomach was in shambles. I had half of that burger and I didn't eat hardly anything else.
What about
yesterday? Was bad. Yesterday was bad.
What about the fettuccine Alfredo?
I had maybe like two bites.
Whoa, where was the fettuccine Alfredo, Bob?
It was a side dish.
A side dish. A side of fettuccine Alfredo. We have serious problems. We have serious. This is a serious, serious problem that we have, and people are making light of it. But this is not funny. It's a.
Do you know why
problem.
I actually? I will say this. Do you know why I got that dish specifically? Because Jensen had written in our group chat.
Oh, you are the fucking worst.
Can I finish? When was the last time you ever saw me eat fettuccine Alfredo, Bob?
But that's not the reason.
No, let me finish. Jensen wrote in our group chat. He's like, just moved to Jupiter. Need to find a good spot to get some linguine. He said linguine Alfredo. And then I sent him a picture of like fettuccine Alfredo. And he's like, what is that? I'm like, those are thicker ribbon noodles. You should invest in that. Those are fun. Then when I went to Lenora's, I saw that they had the fettuccine Alfredo. I took a picture. And Bob, did I not send it to the group chat immediately to give him the recommendation?
Joe, don't get so upset.
By the way, if I was going to order what I normally order, I would have gotten bolognese. That's my style, bro.
But what we're saying, though, is just fettuccine Alfredo at the side is wild.
And then to say the only reason you ordered it was to take a picture to send it to Jensen.
Well, it was the primary reason, but I'm a fat fuck and I still ate it. Well,
and that part right there is what we need to address and fix for all of us. It's not you. It's all of us. We're saying
that we did shitty too. We were terrible.
But when we're all together, it's like a perfect storm. It's like the collection of the Avengers. Like you have got to know,
we are the fattest mental people. We are the mentally fattest people on the earth.
You could
blame me, but Fryer was instigating me too. Like I had forgotten about the ice cream, and he kept bringing up the ice cream. Now I'm not saying that it's all his fault, but he was definitely instigating me for sure. And it doesn't take much.
No, it doesn't.
You know what Bob does is crazy. He's the next morning. I'm like, Michael, where the hell is Bob? It's like 6 a.m. The guy's off for like a 5-mile run before the sun gets up. So that, you know, like, so I will give you kudos to that. That's how he keeps himself in line.
Well, yeah, I used to give myself credit for like, I work out really hard. That's why I'm able to maintain. But I will say, after Arizona, I went back and I went on the scale thinking for sure that it would be higher, and it was right back where it was before I left, which is crazy. So
I haven't even gone on.
Yeah, I'm afraid to go on. You got to go in the morning, Joe.
Morning butt naked before breakfast. Before you have anything. Oh, yeah. Morning butt naked. Yeah.
Before coffee. Coffee will put on maybe a little something too. Just
what? Before anything. As soon as you step out of bed, go right onto the scale. That'll give you the most accurate weight. Naked.
Yeah.
The scales nowadays, they're all fluctuated. Every day it's a fluctuation. I've yet to see a divisive scale that, unless you have those ones, Mikey, or you move the chain, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the ones in the doctor's office. Yeah,
those are tested, tried, and true.
Yeah. I remember.
But all those other ones, man, there's a fucking digital.
You're saying there's a worldwide a calibration issue with all of these scales, is what you're saying.
I just would like to see a little more consistency.
Okay.
Remember when the D-Man was doing his weight loss cut and he would weigh in every day? And he wakes up and he goes, okay, today's weigh-in day. And he goes onto the scale. And in the shadow, you just see his balls. Just
I didn't realize it was a black scale that magnified the fucking image from above. I would have kept the world out of that if that was the case.
Yeah, but it's so good though. It's so good that it was. Like, it's so
good
much
thing
better.
I wasn't naked.
Yeah, well, that's that would have been the ultimate of all time if we got some Damar nuts on the IG.
Oh, that'd be
there.
Great.
Some big that'd old marbles hanging on there.
Yeah, dude.
Big old coin purse of Joey D hanging low.
I'll tell you what, and credit to FP, but it's like, then FP comes out of the room, he sees these canes, and he doesn't indulge. He stays to it. He doesn't eat
it. I think
he's
had some kind of hypnosis, Bob. I've never seen a man more fucking... And you know what? I'm considering it. I'm considering it at this point, Michael.
You want to go to a hypnotist for eating?
Yeah, it'll rewire your whole brain structure, dude.
That is.
I'll tell you what, though, with the FP stuff, it's like I'm very happy for him because, you know, we would really worry. There was a time where every day we would worry. I kind of miss those big days with him,
Bob,
dude.
Come on.
See,
Bob
does like his guy's This is back. Where you know he's sick. He's sick, man.
Bob likes his guy's big.
You used to be able to say to FP, like, I'm thinking about a blizzard. He's in. He's ready to go. He's in the car. And, like, now he sticks to where it's that much worse. When you're stuffing your face with canes and he's able to hold off.
You know what Bob does? Mikey, you know what he does now?
What?
So he'll be like, guys, I'm thinking some ice cream. I'm thinking dessert. And somebody will be like, yeah, I'm not out. And Bob will be like, just doesn't hit the same if it's not a communal event. Like, and it's like, then it's like you feel like you're letting down the crew because you're trying to stand with some willpower here.
Yeah. These are it's all tactics. It's all, it's really, really bad tactics is what it is.
Mood, you guys. By the way, we were saying mood. I don't know how many times we were doing the mood impression, dude. I was up in the clouds and I was just screaming mood, dude. It was unbelievable.
But when Josh, that's a bang job right there, man. That's a bang job right there.
Oh my god.
Okay, so Cameo came in from mood. Who got us the Cameo?
I did.
The D-Man.
Good for you.
Mood, welcome to the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Bear down, I heard that you're a great eater, but I can definitely kill you in an eating competition. Don't test me because I will, Zod. Bob, you also need to start reading more because you need to start answering those trivial questions right, Bob. Mood and Joey, you just might be the worst golfer in America. Mode.
I want to get the Brilliantly Dumb Show on its radar because Mikey said, like, I think we both followed him, never got a follow back, which is fine. I'm following him for the content, not for the follow back. But I do want to get him on the show. I think him versus Mikey. Now, I will say, based off the cameo that I got, Mikey, I think you would obliterate this young man in a food eating.
Yeah. It would be ugly.
In a test of speed and duration, I think Mikey's got it. In a test of over time of food consumed, I think mood still.
If you gave me two weeks notice on that eating competition, I would be tactically just so far beyond what he would be prepared to.
I agree.
Would set the world on fire though. A mood versus Mikey,
bro. That would
mood
be the
challenge.
Funniest thing. I would not be able. That would be one of the funniest things.
Bob wouldn't even be able to like comment on it. He'd just be fucking snickering. No, he wouldn't even be able to say anything. He'd be laughing.
By the way, mood charges a high premium for a 24-hour cameo, dude.
What's he at?
A 24-hour cost me like a buck something. Like, it wasn't like a, you know, mood's moving up in the ranks of the world. Like,
so let me.
It was worth
something.
It.
I'm gonna put you guys on the spot. It right now, mood's here. I'm gonna start with you, Joe. Like, he's here right now. What do you ask him? What's a question you have? If you interviewed him, what would you ask mood?
The most like extravagant, like a gluttonous meal he's ever eaten. Like, if he had to pick one, because there's been some unbelievable, massive orders. And then I would segue into that after asking, does he actually eat the entirety of
the question? That's the $1 million question.
That's what everybody's wondering, man. I think that's what everybody wants to know. It's like you see a jack guy in the street, and you're like, is that guy on roids? You got to question it.
when you sent in he sent the cameo, and then Mikey sent a screenshot of Mood's tongue, and it was like a blue raspberry. Like, he just had like a Jolly Rancher.
Like, that's a guy who's committed to his craft, Bob. If he's ripping cameos with a fucking candy colored tongue, that means this guy don't stop. He doesn't take too many reps off. He does not.
So the bottom line is, we got to get Mood. We're ready for him. I do think we're going to start trying to roll in some guests. I know I've said that before. They won't take, just it's coming for the segment. And now the big thing, that White House card should be announced, I think, next week.
Wow.
We got to get Dana on, and I'm going to ask him at the end of the show, Dana, where are we on the rankings as far as the White House? If it's 5,000 seats, we got to show. I think we're at a hard 50-50 right now.
I'll take a coin flip. I would take a coin flip.
I do, because if it's 5,000 seats, Joe, on the lawn, like...
Mood, you guys!
Joe is cracking me up because the way he imitates him, he does like a cow moo. He does like, Mood, you guys? He just comes in with a very strong on the front end of it. Very cow-like. Very
cool. Some of my favorite content on the internet.
We have to get to the White House front lawn for that. It's something.
I don't think we're going to get it.
We might not.
Bob's
saying 50-50.
I think Bob will get two tickets, and in that event, you got to take Pops. It's got to be you and your dad.
Yeah, yeah.
There's just such a limited amount of tickets, even though Trump said there's going to be 100,000 people. That's crazy. There's going to be like a very limited amount of tickets, and I just don't know if we're going to get four, man. That's a tough.
Four is going to be hard. Yeah, four is going to be really, really hard. Really hard. But again, like, the ticket that was one of the hardest tickets to get before the White House was the Sphere UFC. Hit up Dana and said, how many do you need? And he said, how many do you need? Like, he's never said, it's always been yes right away. And then he just sets me up with his assistant, just email her to where maybe I could just forego Dana and just go right to her.
Dana told me how many I need. Just send them on over.
Yeah, Dana said to send four over.
But that if that goes wrong, then you're toast for the rest of all time.
Then the relationship is over.
I would say this, the White House ticket, that would be one that you would probably risk never getting another ticket for. Because to say that you watched on the lawn of the White House might never ever happen again.
I know. But the Dana connection too. I'll go to Dana for advice. I mean, he is good to have. Ladies and gentlemen, before we get into the buy or sell is brought to you by Mood. We think cannabis should be accessible, affordable, convenient, and transparent. But most importantly, we believe in supporting the American farmers who made all of this possible. Mood is relying on you to come on over to them. A lot of people don't realize it, but hemp-derived cannabis products, things like THC gummies, edibles, pre-rolls, flower, are still completely legal to buy online. And Mood makes it really easy. Everything ships discreetly straight to your door. They got the chill-out gummies. They got everything. It is absolutely spectacular. So make sure you give Mood a try. Mood has created an entire line of functional gummies and functional flower crafted for your ideal mood.
What a tremendous time to have that ad read, dude.
Made with 100% federally legal THC. Not only that, but they'll deliver discreetly right to your doorstep. And now you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with promo code DUMB. D-U-M-B, that's mood.com, promo code DUMB. Give them a try today. Awesome stuff. All right, moving right along, we are headed over to our buy or sell.
This is going to get spicy today, boys.
I am good. I'll start us off, and then we'll do Mikey, and we'll do the D-Man. Jensen just told us we have a podcast this week, Joe, by the way.
Oh, my God, this guy.
This guy loves his podcast. Man. Nothing crazy here. I am going to sell the Minnesota Vikings, specifically the Minnesota Vikings GM, because you got to be watching that game last night.
He's gone.
Seeing Sam Darnold. I mean, bro, the thing with the Vikings, like, it's not like J.J. McCarthy, and I know it's hearsay and, you know, you could be a Monday morning quarterback, but, like, it's not like J.J. McCarthy was like a top five pick like that, you know, was like a no-brainer that was ready to go. like, Mikey, when was he drafted? McCarthy, like, pretty
drafted in 2023 NFL draft. The 2024.
What was he selected? Like 10th overall?
10th overall by Minnesota.
Yeah.
Before, did he get drafted before Bo Nix or after?
Before, I think.
I think after. Actually, you know what? Maybe I don't know.
That's the Caleb. That's the Caleb Williams draft. So Caleb went one. Jaden Daniels went two to the Commanders. Then Drake May to the Patriots. I just don't remember if Nix was before. Caleb one, Jaden two, Drake May three, Penix number eight, JJ McCarthy 10, yes. Bo Nix 12.
Wow. Yeah, I know before, McCarthy yeah. went before yeah. Nix.
But to have, like, if you're the Vikings, like, it's not like the Vikings weren't good and it was time for a change. The Vikings had an unbelievable regular season. Like, them watching that game last night, like, at least for the Jets, as much as it shows just how bad the Jets are, that at least with the Jets, you know, they just weren't good.
He never won with the Jets.
Correct. So at least I'll give the Jets that, as bad as they are.
Right.
But to watch that as Vikings fans, it's like, oh, man, that's got to be brutal. So I'm selling.
Well, they were in a tough – I will say, to play devil's advocate, and I completely agree with you, but they were in a tough position because you have a high draft pick who got hurt the first year that he comes in, right? So – he doesn't play a snap. You haven't seen anything from him. And then he's got his rookie contract, which is way lower. And then on top of that, Darnold, his contract was up. So he was going to be a free agent. And he had just had an unbelievable season. The Vikings were in the playoffs. So you knew he was going to ask for a lot. So I think the mentality was like, we got a young talent here who hasn't played, rookie contract. It allows us to have money to spend elsewhere. And, you know, and so they didn't throw the money to Darnold, but
yeah,
them getting rid of the GM says everything, though, because they said that O'Connell knew, like, they said the other coaches were like, this kid's not ready yet. Like, he's not ready to play yet. And they didn't want, I don't think they wanted to let him go at all. I think this was all that GM, and that's why he's no longer there.
And then I will buy, you know, John Schneider, too, just because there's so much turnover with GMs. Seattle has had so many years that you thought would be like full-blown rebuild years, that they were actually good and were pretty decent. Like, he's done an unbelievable job, and I think this Super Bowl now makes that Marshawn Lynch of them not handing it off against the Patriots. It gives them some redemption to where that's not going to sting as much.
Yep.
But, yeah, he's done an amazing job. He's been with them forever and has done a great job. So we'll head over to Mikey.
Yeah, I'm selling this week. You guys will probably know his name. I don't know him by name, but I saw the video went viral at the waist. This kid who got banned from all the PGA events, he paid the guy $100 to say jackass in the backswing or whatever.
Doherty, Bob? Is that who
Jack Doherty? We have the same general contractor, believe it or not.
Oh, boy.
About.
Yeah, look, I mean, if you got to cut it, you could cut it, Bob. But
No.
This kid doesn't personify the entire generation of that broccoli haircut entitled just total douchey. I don't know who does, man, because his video that he posted, I saw another video he posted yesterday where he's like, everyone is so soft. Everyone is so soft. The kid walks around with like a bodyguard. Who's the soft one? He's just little. He's walking around with a bodyguard. And he's like, I didn't even do it. I paid somebody to do it. Throw them out. I didn't do anything. Like, bro, come on. I mean, I'm sure all of this is an act. I'm sure all of this is for the attention. Fair and good. But I mean, like, you just look like a total. It's a total clown move, man. Like, it's a total sell. It is a clown move. That's it.
How his content is. It's like kind of shock value culture. Yes. Like, and then he's got all these, like, he's got like Lamborghinis and, you know, all these cars. They're all like sky blue. Like, he's just, yeah, that's what he does.
He got into like a really serious accident in the Lamborghini. And I might be a little off here, but he got into huge trouble because his camera guy, like a bad accident. He gets out of the car. He's like, did you get that? Like, are you filming that? Keep rolling. And the guy's like hurt. Like, they just got into a horrible accident on the highway.
Totaled the car.
He took a ton of shit. But Joe is right. That's what he's like. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
And it might be an act, but it's the right sell. He comes off as such it's brutal.
To be honest, I almost think that that's what he was trying to get out of that whole situation. Like the whole publicity. People are talking about him. Like, You know, like one of those situations, like no publicity is bad publicity, but I couldn't agree.
I honestly don't have any issue with doing like the shock value content. I have no issue with that. But did you hear the way he's talking to like the officials at the tournament and the way he's talking to like he's talking to the cops and stuff? Like, bro, you just shut the fuck up.
It's brutal.
Like, come on.
By the way, yesterday during like basically the last hole, Hideki Matsuyama had a guy scream out at what the final putt before he could have won the tournament. And then again on the tee box in the playoff, that is just like for something like that, these guys are competing and some golfers might never win a tournament in their entire life. Like this Goddard, if they had done it to him, I'm not like obviously Matsuyama is a Masters winner and stuff, but like still, like they're competing for hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. Like to do that is just the ultimate level of disrespect. Like it's just, there's no place in golf.
I think
for
that tournament is, but I completely agree with you. I don't disagree whatsoever. I just think that at that particular tournament, it's almost not that it's expected. Cause I mean, I hadn't seen it that blatant before. I didn't see the one on the tee box, Joe, but I 100% saw the one when he was putting and he even like looked back like, what the fuck, man? Like,
putting for the tournament.
And rightfully so. But I just think like that tournament is a fucking, it's nuts. Like it's crazy there. These kids are out there since 5 a.m. I mean, crazy, so yeah. I don't want to say it comes with the territory. It shouldn't, but I if there's any tournament that you would expect it to happen at, it would be that one.
There's a lot of guys that choose not, and I think it's an elevated event now, so the purses are bigger, I think. But like Rory chose not to play in that. And like, so there's guys who select and say, no, I'm not playing in that because of that reason. But yeah, when we're at the Waste Management, sitting at the 16th hole,
oh my God,
on those like courtside seats on the tee box, that was really special because I mean, I was saying to you guys, I really think like Mike, you were able to go get us drinks. Like they serve you drinks there.
Yeah.
I think that could arguably be the best seat in all of sports. I really do.
Mikey came back with a drink with Golden Tate.
Yeah. By the way, Golden Tate, not a great tipper. Not a great tipper. Yeah, not a great tipper.
Man. Great
tipper.
Wow.
Yeah. Tough.
Also loves to celebrate a touchdown that didn't actually happen.
Whoa.
Well, you saw the fail Mary, him and Pete Carroll dancing around. Now, I will say my hate for the Seahawks has finally ran off because Darnold. But there was a time, Michael, where I hated the Seahawks than any team in the NFL.
Yeah,
the Bears currently are right there for me.
They are. That's where we like to be. Top spot. We want to be right in that mental real estate. We want to be right there.
You know what Jet said yesterday, it was funny. Like he's like, when you think about it, that Cutsy, a Packers thing of like Cutsy on the story – that might be the moment of the NFL year was that happening and that going down. Like that was like the most memorable moment of the year, arguably was that. And then you see Mikey at the only subs being hoisted up.
What a great event. Shout out Luna Wood Fire Tavern.
Thank you. By the way, you never told us, Bob, I got a bone to pick with you before I go into my cell.
Pick with who?
With Bob, he never told us. Apparently, we were talking Joe Burrow yesterday, and he said Jet has an issue with him. And then you never told us. You just left us hanging.
Well, no. But then I texted you guys and said, I'm going to save it for the show. I said that. Yeah, I'm going to save it. So we're going to call now. Jet has a Joe Burrow take.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Yams, can you please give your beef with Joe Burrow?
I like Joe Burrow. He's one of my favorite players in the NFL, but I don't know what he plays both sides. He's one of these guys who plays both sides of the coin. He likes to live in this ambiguous world, right? Where like he's the main character. He'll say like cryptic things in press conferences to try to get people to talk about him. But at the same time, he's pretending that he doesn't want people to talk about him. But really, he wants to create this ambiguous persona. And all I'm saying is that I see through.
What about the Batmobile, Jet, when he bought the Batmobile?
That was sick.
Well, I will say, too, what I didn't like what he did do this year, and I do like Joe Burrow, but when he kind of hinted that maybe he's not going to play, how long is he going to do this? If that was brutal. It's like, bro, you're not going anywhere.
He's Swaggy P, Bob. I'm going to say this right now. Stand up for him. We watched the UFC right behind that guy. That guy has an aura that just cannot be replicated. I don't think it's like fabricated for the camera. That guy, there was no cameras on him. He was just sitting there watching the UFC. He could not have been a cooler guy.
Well, congrats on sitting behind him at the UFC, but I'm just saying.
This guy's an idiot, man.
I'm saying throughout the year at press conferences, like, you can't deny that he's playing the game. And I have respect for that, but he knows what he's saying. He knows what he's doing. He knows how to create a nice little headline around him, and that's fine. But he likes to pretend that he's so clueless. He doesn't actually give a shit about that. I'm on to him.
Okay, thank you for stopping by.
Bye, Jet.
All right, let's head on over to the D-man for the buy or sell.
Before I even get into the sell, disclaimer here for all the people who want to come up in arms and come at me and say this and that. This sell is not anything to do with any political bullshit, nothing at all, because I'm going to say something after this that will credit me. This has nothing to do with politics whatsoever. I am selling that Super Bowl performance, that halftime Super Bowl performance by Bad Bunny last night. Truly one of the worst halftime shows I have ever watched, without a question. Now, the allure of the Super Bowl show, right? The halftime show is like people are coming in on harnesses. They have contraptions. They have all it. From a visual standpoint, there was nothing that really caught the eye. It looked like they were doing the halftime Super Bowl show from a bodega down in New York or something like this. It was not by any means. There was no visual stimulation or excitement. The guy, it was really flat. They were climbing like little telephone poles. It was terrible. On top of that, the fact that for 20 minutes consecutively, I had to watch, the entire performance in Spanish. I had no idea what was being said, done, or anything. And again, I'm not discrediting Bad Bunny for his music, because I'm sure it's good. But the NFL and the broadcast has got to do something better about putting a translation in like captions or subtitles on the screen so we can see what he's singing and what he's saying. I mean, for God's sakes, guys, even the national anthem at the beginning, they have a guy who stands on the podium and translates for the hearing impaired. What are we doing here? Like, we can't get some kind of captions or translations and subtitles in English. Now, I'm going to say this. The Kid Rock show, by the way, was also horrendous. Oh,
that looked bad.
So, again, this is not political. Both shows were terrible. But I just think that, like, Bad Bunny is a good performer. His music, whether you like it or not, I think he's very talented. But it just was not the right venue for that. Putting Bad Bunny to perform in only Spanish for 20 minutes during the Super Bowl would be like getting Willie Nelson to perform at the finals of the Copa del Rey in Spain between Barcelona and Real Madrid. I'm sorry, it's just not going to hit. Do you not agree? And again, I'm nothing against Willie Nelson, but it's just like, that's not the – if you put him now, Mikey, if you put Bad Bunny for this year coming up in the World Cup, I think it's a tremendous value. I think that it's a perfect demographic. I think it fits. So, again, I'm not shitting on Bad Bunny. I just think they tried so hard to make it work. They had Lady Gaga singing a song that had – it was completely out of sync with
Ricky
the maracas.
Ricky Martin was awesome.
Ricky Martin was good. I like Ricky Martin. But Lady Gaga was singing a song with maracas in the background that sounded terrible. It did not go. It was not in sync. And I just think they tried so hard to make this work, and then it became a whole political thing on top of that. So nobody wants to talk about it because it's like, oh, if you don't like the performance, oh, you're politically this. I will go on record and say I saw the highlights of the Kid Rock show. That was trash as well. Watching those people try to dance to his music was horrendous. So again, I'm not just shitting on Bad Bunny. I just don't think it was the right guy for that venue. I think the Super Bowl, traditionally, you have rock music, you have Americana, you have like, and it's just like, I feel like there were some people who probably really loved it and really enjoyed it. And I get the flair and I get the vibe. I'm not against the music. I just don't think it was the right performer. Maybe you put him in a segment, like a 5-minute segment with other performers, but it was just nonstop, and then he's trying to deliver a message in Spanish, which I couldn't understand.
it would have been cool to see some like American speaking, like cut to people who do speak to cater to the American audience as well, like people who stuff that we can understand. I don't disagree that it was bizarre to have something where we don't know what they're saying. What I will say is I think if you're a Bad Bunny fan, you probably like that was the greatest thing that they've ever seen. The only thing I will say, Joe, I thought the production part was actually cool with the bodegas and all that stuff, but it didn't seem like the right fit because nobody knew, most of the audience is American and nobody knew what he was even saying.
No, I mean, and at the very end, he delivered a really good message. I went back and watched it where he's trying to unite South America, Central America, North America. He's shouting out all the countries. I think that's a great message. But you're not, no, like half of the audience, if not more, don't understand what you're saying. So either put it in subtitles. And again, that's not on Bunny. That's on the broadcast. Put it in captions so we can see the message, or have him speak that message to the world in English. I just think that there was an opportunity there that where tons of people were kind of like in the dark watching this, like, what am I watching here? Like, you know, like, I don't know, man. I again, it's not on Bunny. It's just, I don't think it was done. It was just not done in a way that could have been ideal. Also, did you not think about this, Mikey? You know how they had those like rice fields, like the crops?
The cornfields.
Yeah. If you were on a lower seat, like in the stadium, there's no way you saw the performances and the people dancing unless you were watching it on the big screen because the cornfield took up all the real estate.
The only thing I'll say with that is they are much more concerned with TV. 50 million people rather than those 100%. People.
Sure, but imagine buying a $10,000 ticket and you can't see
the like, did you buy that ticket because you wanted a perfect view of the halftime show? Like, no, you just wanted to say you went to the Super Bowl. Yeah, I'm going to say this. I'm going to agree with Bob. I actually thought that the cornfield thing and the setup, I thought that that was actually – I thought that that went perfectly. They're in San Francisco. I thought that that worked very well. What I'm going to say is that I just think I didn't think he sounded good.
No!
I did not think he sounded good. I thought Ricky Martin sounded better than Lady Gaga and Bad Bunny. I thought he sounded better than both of them. And it's like, I know his songs. I know a couple of those Bad Bunny songs, and they're very good studio recording.
Yes.
I just don't think live it sounded good at all.
Yeah, no. You know what's funny too? Jed actually said this, and I agree. Every Super Bowl halftime performance, you'll be like, oh my God, like that was terrible. Or you'll be like, that was great. And then you go on Twitter, and it's always cut right in the middle. That some people are like, that was the greatest. And people are like, that was horrible. It's never like a, you know, okay, we all agree that was good. We all agree that it's always just split. So yeah, I see. I get what Joe's saying, that it didn't seem like the right selection. If you like Bad Bunny, I'm sure he murdered it and crushed. And yeah, I agree. I thought the production of it was cool, just not the right pick to do the Super Bowl.
Those people got married.
Yeah.
Imagine getting married. I mean,
well, actually, I'm so against getting married at like the Jumbotrons and stuff. That one's actually pretty fucking
cool. I think it is cool because like they're not like some couple looking for clout. Like nobody knows who they are. It's not like I would be very uncomfortable if like a
celebrity. Could you imagine having your family go to get married on the halftime show of the Super Bowl, Michael? How would that go down with Mama Villani? How would that go down with Mama Bear?
The worst ones are like if I proposed to Narod at like Yankee Stadium on the Jumbotron.
Oh yeah, see that would be terrible.
Bob has Aaron Boone bring out the ring case.
Yeah. Judge hits a baseball to them that's got, and inside the baseball is the ring. He catches it.
That's bad.
He comes out of fantasy camp with the ring.
Oh no. I had forgotten all about the fantasy.
They were the Pinstripes.
Mr. Fryer. I don't believe it.
He's a primetime player.
Because, bro, it's like you go on the Jumbotron and they do it. And then the next thing you know, they're doing like take me out to the ball game. Like, and then it's over. Like, it's
not
just
romantic.
No, it's brutal. All right. Yeah, good stuff there, PDD. A lot to unpack there.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go with let's go over to the Ask Bob, fellas. Big Ask Bob last week. That felt great, man. I needed it. So
knocked
I got
it out of the park.
I'm getting banged this week, so lay it on me, boys.
You want me to start, Mikey, or you want to go?
I have mine. You want
okay,
me to go?
Go ahead. Yeah, you start.
All right, Bob. Excuse me. This is a question that revolves around the English language and, you know, English in general. We all know that a word, when you want to find a word that's similar to another word, so let's say, like, we're saying the word gigantic, and we know that massive would be a synonym. They call that a synonym for that word. It's a synonym. If we want to take the opposite of what a word means, and let's say we want to say large and the opposite of large is tiny or small, what is the term for what type of word that is?
That's a good question, Mikey. It's really good. I got one thing on my mind, and I'm going to take a second to see if I can gather something else.
Okay.
I think what I'm going to say is the right call. Really do. I got acronym.
So close, Bob. So close. Antonym. Antonym is the correct
I do see how he got, came to acronym with that, though. I could see how he...
Yeah. I mean,
it's not a bad answer. No, it's not a bad answer.
What's an acronym then?
Isn't that when the word's abbreviated by, like, the letters, Mikey?
An acronym is an abbreviation, like FBI.
Yeah. It's an abbreviation.
Like FBI or NFL. Yeah,
that sucks. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Fuck, I thought I had that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, antonym, acronym is very close, so it's not like a total.
It's not a bad answer.
It's not.
Yeah.
By the way, that's not a very easy question. That's not easy.
No, I think you did very well considering.
My question is a little easier. And I would hope that Bob will get this. I think he will.
Oh, dude, see, to set the table like that, he knows what he's doing. To set the table like that is crazy.
Mood, you guys? all right. So, Bob, I would like you to tell me, please, how long does it take for the Earth to complete one full orbit around the sun?
365 days.
There it is. See, that's an easy question, Bob. Come on, that's an easy question.
Yeah. I was really, really, really hoping he wasn't going to say 24 hours. That was what I was very concerned about.
No, that would have been.
Well, bad. I don't know. I don't know.
But Bob, would you not agree? That's a pretty easy question.
Turned out to be, yeah, just to set it up like that is just brutal. Because if I get it, I should get it.
No, if he doesn't get it, then he's in a pit of despair.
But that's you knew what the you best, were doing Bob, there, is Pete. At its best. Is you correct. Know, sometimes you got to throw up the alleys, and if he can come down with the oop, then you know what? It's great. If not, then it's a big matzo ball right there.
Sounded like an acronym there, Joe.
Yeah, sure did.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right, boys, let's get into top five. Really good episode so far. Top five. D-Man took it last week. I'm two, Mikey three.
May have been one of the closest ever, by the way.
That really was close.
Insane. Right. Insane.
I know, really close. I can't tell you the last time I won. I'm in a long slump.
Do we have an updated, like, rankings from Tracker? I don't know where.
Tracker could bang that out in like 5 seconds.
Oh, he put it up. He put it up yesterday, I think.
Did he?
Yeah, I'm five and up on first. Joe's behind, and then Mikey's a little bit of a ways back. But this week's top five, we're going to be doing top five diner orders. So menu items on a diner. I'll tell you what we weren't going to do was a blunt rotation. I got
rocked for that. People were up in arms, man. I've never seen so many frustrated, upset people over a top five. It's like,
yeah, I know we did a one previous, but have we been like the time where I understood when they were upset is I was taking all of part of my takes Mount Rushmore. So that was I gotta switch it up.
Yeah, in all fairness, so we've done hundreds of shows. Like at some point it gets tough to come up with a good top five. So either, you know, we keep just, you know, I don't know. I think at one point we did like an ask the audience what top fives we should do, and then we can get some fresh ones in there, or we maybe need to move to a different segment if that's the case.
No, I think the segment's great, but the ones that we got, like Mikey, that list you sent me,
yeah,
it's hard to get 15 of those. Like,
well, you have to really like
dig
but
deep.
That's what it, on the flip side, like I think that's what can make it funny is because you start saying things that are like,
yeah,
like shrimp to barbecue.
Well, that was great. There's been some great top five moments. So, D-Man, you get to select where you want to go.
This is interesting.
I think I'm going to go three. I don't think there's a – I think there's some really good ones, but I don't think there's a king in this classification here.
Yeah, and by the way, I think the committee is going to step in. Like we're doing, you know –
sure.
Menu items. So menu sure. order. So for me, number one, I'm gonna go with the omelet. Give me the
omelet.
You're
taking number one then, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So omelet, Bob?
Mm-hmm. Over to Michael.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a soup. I think soup is a classic diner plate. Matzo ball soup. Soup. You don't get soup at a diner, Bob?
Yeah, I just look. I haven't won in a while, but soup at
yeah, soup. Yeah.
Soup. Joe, are you not a little surprised by that, BD?
I didn't have soup in the top two. I do have soup on my list.
I have it on my. Okay.
I mean that changes a lot of things here now. Okay. Right. I am gonna go with pancakes.
Yeah.
And then I'll flip it around on the other side, and I'm gonna go with burgers.
I'm going to take the club sandwich.
That's a good one.
Okay. Yeah, it's a club sandwich. It, I like. That's a good play. Okay. I will take... Give me French toast. And give me... Give me French toast stuff.
Yeah, this is one you want to get a good one. Otherwise, by the time it comes back...
Yeah, really... and then that's the end of it. Man. I'm going to go hash browns.
Okay.
I'm going to take disco fries.
Yeah. Classic diner play. It's like
a cheese fry. Oh, cheese fry.
It's fries with gravy and melted cheese on top.
Yeah, people will know disco fry.
Okay. But does he now have fries all together? I think he should just have fries.
Correct.
Mikey, I think it's better for you just to have fries, no? I mean,
he has fries. He has it.
Okay, so fries are off the table now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he said disco fries, Bob. I'm just trying to help the guy out and say take all fries.
But we agreed. He's got all fries.
That's how I'm trying to help the guy out, okay? All right, so then it's my turn. I am going to go with pie.
Yeah.
And I'm going to wrap it around and go milkshakes.
Okay. Over to you, Michael.
Give me the old, man. Burgers is gone. French toast.
Yeah, it's tough.
Give me mozzarella sticks.
Michael goes with mozzarella sticks. Okay. Give me tuna melt.
Tuna melt's a nice play. That was on my list.
Thank you, sir. And then give me... So, Mikey, what do I have right now?
Omelet, French toast, hash browns, tuna melt. Very breakfast heavy.
Yeah. Well, the tuna melt helps.
Yeah, the tuna melt helps.
And then I'll go to close it down. Very, very tough. I think I'll go waffles to close it down.
Bob, we're doing, this is diner menu items, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take coffee. If that's,
I thought about that. Over to you, Petey. Why didn't I take, I really thought about that.
I don't know, but I was starting to scramble. It was either that or rice pudding, and I think if I said rice pudding, you guys would have fucking filleted me if I said that.
I'll tell you
by
what,
the way,
man.
Diner rice pudding is phenomenal.
No one would think that it was going to be my
fastball. I'm really losing my fastball. Losing my top five fastball.
Coffee would have rounded me out so good, dude. All right, I'm going to have to pivot. Give me crispy fried chicken, like fried chicken.
Yes,
I mean the guy's laughing who gave soup at number
two. Oh man, you know you can't even laugh in this podcast anymore. You can't even laugh. It's disgusting. It's fucking disgusting, man.
Yeah,
you can't even giggle anymore here. It's insane. We know I picked soup first. You guys said you didn't like the soup pick. That's fine.
To laugh at fried chicken as the last pick as Mr. Irrelevant.
I can't giggle.
Soup at two is just.
But here's the thing: when it comes to top fives, I'm going to tell you this right now. When people vote, they don't say, well, he took this first. They look at the collective list and go based off of is the list. Now, if I had taken soup fifth, to me, there's no difference. Now, you're going to say, well, you could have gotten a better item. Maybe that's true, but I did feel like soup is a staple diner order. Now, you could argue, but I think it's the collective list itself. You know what I'm saying, Bob? Like, who do you have in totality, not where you took them? I don't think people think about that when they vote.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But what you said is absolutely true, is correct. I think you could have got a better item.
Could have got pancakes. I really wasn't thinking breakfast too much.
I can't believe. Yeah, like pancakes to me.
I thought, Mike, I will say coffee was a great pick. By the way, I gave you, it said it's a great pick. Did I not?
Cool. But that, he does have to be able to laugh. He does have to
Sure. I just listen. If I laughed when I gave the shrimp on the Barbie and I laughed at another pick, people would be like, what is this guy laughing at? You know, sometimes you got to wear your licks.
Look, I haven't. I'm cold. I've been really cold. But
what's the list?
Let me read the list. All right. Today's top five was the top five diner menu items. Bob went first. He took the omelet, French toast, hash browns, tuna melt, and waffle. Bob has breakfast, a monopoly on breakfast, basically.
Yeah.
I went second. I have soup, club sandwich, disco fries, French fries, mozzarella sticks, and coffee. Joe has pancakes, burgers, pies.
Come on, man.
Milkshakes and fried chicken.
I think Joe started off so great.
Coffee was my fucking last.
If you had gotten coffee, we'd be in big trouble. We might still be in big trouble. Milkshakes was a nice play. That was a nice play. That was a nice play. I'll never order one, but that was a nice play. I'm just not a milkshake person, but that is a good pick.
Dude, I miss when I was in New York, you mentioned about my story, Joe. You hit me up how good it looked. And Mikey, you have it at your disposal. I know we have Bob Does Bagels. Bro, I would love to do the Jupiter Diner because I just miss having so many diners at your disposal and having a cup of coffee at the diner, substituting a bagel for the toast and an omelet.
Toast, what an oversight on that. What a fucking oversight on that.
Toast could have been a good coffee. Bagel. Bagel could have been a good one, too.
Yeah, you don't want to order a bagel at a diner.
Toast, yeah, maybe, yeah.
Toast is.
Would you guys have with the one? Would you have definitely taken omelet first as well?
I think pancakes, omelet was up there.
I was between omelet and pancakes.
I think burgers, pancakes, omelets. I had all three of those.
The club is honestly my favorite sandwich to get at a diner. I love a triple decker club sandwich. Love that.
Joe calls
it the clubhouse sandwich.
Clubhouse
sandwich.
When you think about calories, club sandwiches might have with the fries and those triple layers.
Triple layer of bread. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like onion ring instead of fry with a club, Bob.
You like onion ring? Oh, really? Oh,
with a club. Onion rings. Yeah. By the way, onion rings in diners are surprisingly pretty solid.
Yeah, very kind of.
Yeah, you know what I like is the any double coated fry. I've never met a double coated fry that I didn't love. A lot of diners have the double coated fry.
Yes, where it's double like fry. It's like crumbly, the consistency outside. Yes. Is like a little crumble to
it. Very crispy on the outside.
You know who does double-coated fries? The Spiropoulos family at the Randolph Diner. A really good double-coated fry. They do a chicken tender wrap that is unbelievable.
Will we get any of that at Bob Does Bagels? Are we going to get any of those kind of items?
What do you mean? Like the fries?
Lunch items? Like lunch items?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. We're going to have a cheesesteak on there. There'll be
Yeah, because you're going to have the griddle. You got to be able to swing out a burger or something like that.
I think it's got to be very, bagel heavy. But I do think for that lunch break period, you're going to have some other items that can round it out.
I agree. I tell you, man, that's taken – closing that thing out has been so – between doing the Bob Does Bagel stuff – and then the Bob HQ stuff of closing down the brands for this, the stuff with the brands, I can't wait for it to just be done and rolling. It is a lot.
Now, I'm on Bob, calls all day. Do we get like a Bob Does Bagels like gold card where we could just walk in there, you know, like McDonald's gold card?
You guys are going to be part owners. I mean, that's your shop.
Okay. All right.
I think we're going to see what I need from PDD with his experience too. I want Joe at that place. I mean, not fucking 5 days a week, but Joe going there, taking pictures with people, being in the back of the operations, so they see him. I told my dad,
front of the house.
Yeah. What I'm going to do is give one of my percentage to my dad, so that my dad is just, I mean, he would be bought in regardless, but this way he's there. He plans to be there every single day. And I think people will be excited to see him. He wants to deal with the vendors and make sure the deliveries are on.
Your dad's actually a good guy to have in.
That's what he did.
Yeah.
And then he's going to connect us with his old – I mean, he still has employees that he worked with from Cisco? U.S. Food Service. For U.S. Food – that was – Cisco was the competitor. Cisco tried to get him over there for a long time.
Isn't Cisco like the big boy on campus? Isn't
Cisco's? Yeah, I think Cisco's one. U.S. Food Service probably two, but I think he would tell you Cisco's top dog. But
we dealt with Cisco at the hotel chain. That's where we get our delivery from.
They're everywhere, man. But yeah, there will be lunch items. So, and again, not another snap will be taken without a Bob HQ, boys. So we're planning to be streaming the start of March is the goal.
I didn't realize it was that close. When you sent that text last night, I was like, I thought we were like 2-3 months away still.
Well, you're not going to be totally done until like May, right?
Yeah, they're just getting this. Well, they're saying April for the whole thing, but they're just getting the streaming. They're getting the streaming up before anything so we can get rolling. We have big announcements coming.
They're going to rotate and move and massage you.
That final four.
What do you mean?
I'm saying the final four. If you're final four for March to stream, final four.
We can do March Madness. Yeah. Oh, so March Madness may be on that member guest weekend that we're doing, by the way.
Well, that's going to have to wait on that weekend then.
March Madness or member guest?
March Madness is going to happen.
Okay, good. I thought we were the other way around.
We are all locked in. By the way, Mikey, we're going to do a member guest, and we're thinking about having like Jet or Jensen come to film it for like an episode. I think it will go crazy.
By the way, you know what the format is, Joe, that I really like? It's all match play. So we go against people in our flight, and you play against them, and each hole is a point, which is great because stroke play
would get out of control.
Be a problem. Yeah, I want to win that. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, that does it for another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. As always, we love you guys, we appreciate you, and we will see you next time. Thanks for tuning in.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.